This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Well, today we're reviewing, it's a great book actually, it's called Girls Just Want to Be Loved by a lady called Liz Walker, and it's a self-published book. She actually submitted it for a competition for the Independent Publisher Book Awards, which is a predominantly American award, and she won. She won the gold for the Juvenile Teen Young Adult Fiction category. So it's a pretty, looks pretty lovely actually. It's a nice book to hold, and it's got lots of good drawings and things in it. It's an interesting book. It's actually for girls who are interested in having sex or have had a bit of a past in that sort of thing. And so for this reason, one of our major book Christian book chains actually refused to stock it because they thought it was too explicit. Yes. Liz herself actually thought that it was a bit of a joke that they responded that way. However, I can understand what they meant, because for the average Christian girl who's grown up in a strong Christian environment, I think that this would remove some of their innocence. I think it's a bit too much information. However, if you've had a past of abuse or some other sort of situation where you have actually gone down a path that you now regret, this is a fantastic book because it can help you get past some of those things and hopefully move into a place of greater freedom. So I think I can wholeheartedly recommend this book, but I recommend it for particular people. So, for example, I wouldn't want my 13-year-old daughter to look at this.
Okay.
My 21-year-old daughter, well, she's in a situation at the moment where she's helping a friend to get past a rape situation, and I actually think maybe for her it would be helpful read just to understand what people have to deal with.
Wow.
My 24-year-old daughter who's married, yes, I would say she could read this because she's in a ministry leadership situation, and as she's married, it won't unpack anything that she doesn't need to know from a sexual point of view. However, it'll be a really great resource for her. So, yeah, interesting book.
And dare I say controversial, I guess, in the explicit nature of it.
I guess it is controversial, but it's been great for Liz because she said it's actually pushed her along a further path. She was just going to go for the Christian bookstores, but she's now going to look very closely at the secular bookstores and is actually in the process of getting them to approve it at the moment. So that's the process. She wants it to be in all the large main chain stores because she wants people to understand that this is a teen girl's book, and it uses her personal experience, and it's got a whole lot of statistics and poetry and artwork in it, so it's a lovely book, as I said, but it's an awakening moment for young women to question why they have been content to let the sacred place of their sexuality be robbed from them. So that gives you an idea of the audience.
So an excellent book for some women to read, steer clear for others.
Yeah, and great ministry tool for people who actually need to understand what some women go through.
Perfect. How much does it usually go for?
All right, so it goes, it's a $25 book, and at the moment it's only available on Liz's website. So listen carefully if you want to write this down. I think it's a great resource to have in your church library, for example, but it would need to be clear who was going to read it and who wasn't.
Yeah, absolutely.
Be aware of that. The website is www.lvl, that's L for Larry, V for Violin, L for Larry, up. And so that's because she's talking about going a level up, so it's lvlup.com.au.
Perfect.
Jenny, excellent. Okay. Thank you.
Well, thanks for having a chat this morning, guys.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.